This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is okay to look good, feel good, and be happy. We are not demanding too much if we want to be treated with kindness and respect. We are human beings with legitimate feelings and needs. Although some conditions can be beyond one's control, things happen, but it is okay to have difficulties once in a while. It is okay to feel confused, to run out of ideas or go broke once in a while. One might not know what to do next, who to talk to, where to find a missing piece of one's life puzzle. Our realities might be baffling. Our big pictures might be fuzzy. The little details might be distracting. And the current situation can be confusing. Perhaps some things happen to us because we have a reckless sense of indifference. That is, most of the situations in which we find ourselves could be consequences of our actions and inactions. We could have been stupid, ignorant, naive, or impulsive. Or maybe we were deceived, manipulated, distracted. Or maybe we got trapped while trying to feed our greed. Or we got caught while trying to steal a deal. It is okay not to be okay, but it is not okay to lie to yourself that you are okay when you are not. It is okay if your experiences make you wiser. It is okay if your nightmares make you braver. It is okay if your faults make you stronger. But it doesn't seem okay if the persons who attract you most strongly are those who hurt you, those who abandon you literally and ditch you emotionally, leaving you empty in your self-doubt. In my own opinion, you are not okay when the person who appeals to you for relationship is someone who is unable to relate well to others, or someone that is cold and unaffectionate, or stubborn, or selfish, or sulking, or melancholy. Maybe such a person is a bit wild and irresponsible, or unable to make a commitment or be faithful. Or maybe the person's ability to emote is remote. It is not okay when you are in a relationship based on expectations of things that might not happen. You live on hope that they will change. You live in a fantasy thinking that if you suffer longer enough, your partner will suddenly realize that they have been killing you slowly, and that they will transform into what fits conveniently into your imagination. You are in a dream world, anticipating a different tomorrow. Tomorrow might come, but will things be any different? Is this fantasy your ecstasy? Are you okay to think like that? Then you celebrate every hint of behavior that shows that they are improving. You crave for love. For affection and attention. And you consider yourself lucky that you are even getting the crumbles. Being treated like a human being seems a great privilege. Your rights become favors in the hand of your imprisoner. You have relinquished your happiness to someone who hurts it from you. Your joy is measured in drops like a periodic medicine. Begging for smile, pleading for warmth, praying for attention. You are humiliating yourself so your partner won't feel inferior to you. You are sabotaging your growth so that their refusal to grow won't be apparent. You are refusing to thrive so that they can feel secure in their mediocrity. You are allowing them to abuse you emotionally and to drain you financially, so they won't abandon you eventually. You suffer physical exhaustion while looking for ways to help them to help themselves. You go into prayer and fasting so that God can help you to stop them from cheating on you. You assume that because you are not good enough, that's why they prefer sleeping around. You think you've not done well enough, that is why they are not happy. You lie to yourself that they're ignoring you is because they are very, very busy with work. You lie to yourself that they keep malice because they are having a bad mood. You lie to yourself that they give you cold shoulders because you are not hot enough to warm their ego. You deceive yourself that their tantrum and anger is because they are stressed up and worried about things. You deceive yourself that their immaturity and pettiness is because they didn't grow up with love. And that is why you have to edit every word you speak, weigh everything you do, measure every silence you keep, and tiptoe around them so as not to awaken their demons. Are you okay? You console yourself that their inadequacy and irresponsibility is because they are not encouraged well enough, and you betray your conscience that their hypocrisy and infidelity is because there are many temptations out there. Are you okay? You are paralyzed with fear and you wallow in self-pity. How will you be okay when you have married a nightmare? You are willing to wait and work harder to please them, so you become a heavyweight champion in carrying responsibilities that are not yours. As if that is not enough, you carry guilt for their recklessness. You carry shame for their childishness. And you carry blame for their petty-mindedness. And you bear burdens for their weaknesses so they can be happy. Are you okay? You don't even believe anymore that you are a good, fine person with authentic emotional needs. So you work very hard at convincing others that you actually exist. There you are. Your self-esteem is critically low, like a phone battery that is just 2%. Your network is just 1 bar. And you so ran out of airtime that you can't breathe. You don't believe that you have a life to live. Rather, you have resolved to live the lives of others for them so they can show you mercy. Put your life on pause. You are only breathing, not living. Barely surviving, not thriving. You are living life as if you are a copy of somebody else's original. You made them your choice when you are actually not their option. Who needs a fifth wheel in a car? You're just a spare. Could it be that you deliberately chose to hang on to a wrong partner because you are a people pleaser? Could it be that you are attracted to broken spouses because you are a people fixer? Could it be that you seek out the underdogs because you are a rescuer? Do you actually opt for toxic relationships because you are an antidote peddler? You seem to like cleaning up people's mess for them, as if you are a broom merchant. It appears as if you are using a bad relationship to distract yourself from things that really matter in your life. It seems you are preoccupied with painful relationships so you can have someone else to blame for your problems in life. Could it be that you are secretly enjoying the drama and the surprises, the thrill and the maneuvers, the pains and the hurts, the nausea, the anxiety, the thinking, the depression, the insomnia, and the panic attacks that toxic relationships put you through? Is this chaos your dope? If not, why is it that the healthy, sane, responsible partner who could give you the love and affection that you need seem boring to you? Are you sure you are okay like that? Possibly, it's not that your partner is not compatible with you, maybe you are not compatible with your partner. It's not that they are not the right persons for you. It's possible that you are not the right persons for them. You can't always bind what does not cling. I want you to realize that nowadays, people no longer seek freedom. Rather, they focus more on standards of living. They are more concerned with what they can stand to gain than the human dignity that they are losing. People are imprisoned in their comfort zone. They are trapped, entangled, confused, and depressed. I know that some things are not just okay. It's not okay for us to tell your stories when we don't know your tales. But we know that your outer saga reveals your inner saga. It's not okay to talk like this. But we know it's not okay to have to be treated like this. It's not okay to be condemned to screams of pain instead of being blessed with moments of pleasure. It's not okay to be taken for granted by the one you love. It's not okay to be snapped by the one you care for. It is not okay to be demeaned by the one you respect. It is not okay to have to explain yourself every time. It is not okay to have to apologize every time. It is not okay to be an accomplice when you are being victimized. Whereas, it is okay that a healthy relationship should be between partners who share similar values, interests, and goals. Sometimes, therefore, it is okay to risk asking for help. You should go ahead and admit your weaknesses. Go limping towards anyone that can help you remove the thorns in your soul that keep you nails to your hurting past and your tormenting present. To get relief of all these crustings of inner hurts, you should continue to make well-informed efforts in the right direction. Get a mentor so you can remove the issues in your tissues. Acquire more knowledge. Nourish your soul. Cherish your dignity as a human being and develop your spirituality so that all clouds in the skies of your mind will become showers washing your parched, dry souls into fertile new beginnings. When next you will pass the mirror, pause to see what reflects and be sure whether you are the one looking at the mirror or is it the mirror that is looking at you. Reflect deeply on what is going on in your life and say to your reflection, I will be okay. Yes, I will be.